You're now listening to another episode of the 10 Man Podcast. Finally, right? And today, I'm going to give you guys some spring anime 2022 first takes. I'm going to be discussing a lot of the animes that I've watched so far that have come out already. I know a lot of these animes are like 2 episodes in at this point. I've only watched like the first episode, maybe a couple of some of these, but all these animes, all came out for, like I said, the spring of 2022. So just recently. And, so far I like this season. This season is pretty cool. I feel like next episode I'll discuss like new seasons of continuing anime, right? So not just like just new adaptation of manga and stuff or light novels and whatnot. But anyways, sorry for the long wait for another episode. I've been doing other things, getting other things prepared. Actually going to be releasing that movie I've been talking about real soon, actually. And so I'll definitely be linking you guys or, you know, discussing with you guys how you should be able to, like, you know, check it out and support if you want. Just another avenue of creativity that I'm going down and, you know, going through and writing for and stuff. And been working on other things. You know, I don't want to give away too many of my, like, you know, concoctions, but hopefully I'll be able to share, you know, with you guys everything that I have been working on. But anyways, let's go ahead and just discuss these animes that I have. Is it animes or just anime? Question of the day. Is it anime? Is that already like the plural? Like Pikachu or like Pokemon, that's already plural? Like you can say it for obviously single or plural, you know, denotative, I guess, things, right? Spy X Family is the first anime I want to discuss. It's been highly anticipated. Based on myanimelist.net, is ranked number 4 already on MAL, and it's already gotten voted by a lot of people, and it's like 9.08 as a score so far, and it just came out, so I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been waiting for this anime for a while. It's slated for 12 episodes, and it is by Wit Studios and Cloverworks, and it was a manga adaptation mainly for the shonen, and it's like action comedy. Sort of like, it's supposed to be like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith for you guys, you know, who are familiar with that 2000s movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Just a family of spies, based on the PVs of this anime, right? Because I never read the manga or anything, but based on the PVs. Before watching this, it was slated to be something like that. Anyways, as far as the synopsis, for agent known as Twilight, no order's too tall if it is for the sake of peace. Operating as Westelli's master spy. So I guess that's the organization of spies that he works for, Westelli's. Twilight works tirelessly to prevent extremists from sparking war with neighboring countries, Ostania. For his latest mission, he must investigate Ostanian politician Donovan Desmond by infiltrating his son's school, the prestigious Eden Academy. Thus, the agent faces the most difficult task of his career. Get married, have a child, and play family. Twilight, or Lloyd Fourier, quickly adopts the unassuming orphan Anya to play the role of a 6-year-old daughter and prospective Eden Academy student. For a wife, he comes across Yul Brynner, an absent-minded office worker who needs a pretend partner of her own to impress her friends. However, Lloyd is not only not the only one with a hidden nature. Yor moonlights as the lethal assassin Thorn Princess. For her, marrying Lloyd protects the perfect cover. Meanwhile, Anya is not the ordinary girl she appears to be. She is an Esper, the product of secret experiments that allow her to read minds. Although she uncovers their true identities, Anya is thrilled that her new parents are cool secret agents. She would never tell them, of course. That would ruin the fun. Under the guise of the Fourierès, the spy, the assassin, and the Esper must act as a family while carrying out their own agendas. Although these liars and misfits are only playing parts, they soon find that family is about far more than blood relations. All right, so that's a lot for the synopsis posted by Mal. But in the first episode, we only really get to talk about or get to see Twilight, the main protagonist, along with Anya, the little girl that was discussed in the synopsis. And it was really actually pretty sweet, because being that Anya is the Esper, in this situation, the little girl adopted for the family, she's able to like try her best to manipulate situations. And I'm not saying like I'm down for manipulations, but like obviously she's a little girl and you know she's trying to be adopted and she's trying to play to people's interests or likes and dislikes and whatnot, and at the same time trying to have fun herself and stuff. And she just has a lot of expressive like facial features and like I said, expressions. I really enjoy her character just watching her. Kind of gives me the vibes of like watching like Pokemon Journeys, or like the Sun and Moon Chronicles with like the Pikachu facial expressions, where they're like really, really like out of character based on their, art style drawing, right? And then it's just like really, really expressive for like, anything. Like if they're shocked or sad or whatnot, Anya has these expressions and it's like hilarious actually, because there's times when she's worried about being sent back to the orphanage, so she's trying to, play into like, what she thinks Twilight's gonna enjoy, her new papa, right? But anyways, Twilight himself as a character is pretty cool. He's like the He's obviously gonna be OP as a spy and stuff, and we don't really have to like worry about anything he can't handle. It's more he has to go in and fix things that he did not have control over, right? And so I really enjoy like this dynamic between Twilight and Anya so far. We just get to see a lot of like world building for them right now. As far as the first episode, but within that, just short time that I've spent with them already, like I can tell that the writers and the studio is really taking time to like give life to characters in terms of fleshing out their roles. Like Twilight, we pretty much can see that he like overanalyzes things, in the sense that like he knows what he has to do and stuff, and but like he can get, like get ahead of himself or whatnot. But anyways, I don't want to spoil too much of the show. It's already been really anticipated highly. I just wanted to just say like about this show that watch it, because it's pretty fun. I'm gonna be watching the second episode here soon. But I just wanted to give you guys, a little bit of a snippet for those of you who haven't already watched it or seen the anime, and if you were thinking about it, because it's highly recommended. So far, like I said, it's still just world building, kind of obviously cast building, because like I said, we only have Anya and Twilight, or Lloyd Fourier so far, and they're trials to get Anya into Eden Academy, and it's pretty cool. I mean, It's like slice of lifey in that sense, because there's not really powers, but there's OP-ness in the sense that, like, well, obviously Anya does have powers actually, but not just like Super Saiyan powers or anything, but like something that's in the realm of our understanding for normal society, right? But anyways, yeah, that's Spy X Family, really good anime. I agree with that 9 out of 10 so far. It's pretty good paced. I'm excited to watch the second episode actually, because then we'll get more characters and get more dynamics thrown in there, and that'll be really cool. The next anime I want to talk about for this spring anime 2022 first takes list is Shikamori's Not Just a Cutie. All right, Kawaii Dake ja nai Shikamori-san. All right, Shikamori is an anime scheduled for 12 episodes. It is by Doga Kobo Studios. It's supposed to be a rom-com, and you know me, guys, rom-coms are my thing, okay? I just really like dynamics, and I just like relationships and stuff. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. All right, anyways, let's give you guys like a short synopsis. Shikamori seems like the perfect girlfriend. Cute, fun to be around, sweet when she wants to be, but she has a cool dark side that comes out under the right circumstances. And her boyfriend, Izumi, loves to be around when that happens. Okay, so that was a pretty simple synopsis by Kodansha Comics. This show is pretty cool. It's really slow. It's really just like a rom-com slice of life, definitely. Set in a high school, and we have like this like unassuming dude, named, what's his name? This unassuming dude named Izumi Yu, and his character like trope is that he is prone to like getting hurt or having bad stuff happen to him. And like luckily his girlfriend though, that he loves so dearly, is like amazing, and she always looks out for him, keeping him out of danger as best she can, and like saving him from like things that like shouldn't be heading his way. Like I said, just like he's prone to like weird, dangerous things happening to him all the time. And as what happened in the first episode that I'm gonna be discussing. So this anime kinda like broke the internet, right? Because of the whole like Shikamori bowling a 300 thing, spoiler alert. And like it was pretty funny, because like it's always, I feel like this anime like hammers home really cool relationship tropes that don't really like get discussed for like the younger audience, right? Because that'd probably be more for a sign-in group where there's more like mature themes. But like this show already starts off with Shikamori and Michon and Izumi Yu. It starts off with them already being in a relationship together, and them cultivating their relationship that they're in and stuff. And so we get to see their dynamics of how they act with each other, and then around other people and around their friends, but without each other and stuff. And they genuinely care about each other, which is why I really like this anime. It's well written in the sense that you can be really wholesome, and you don't have to have anything like necessarily like scandalous going on for to keep the audience, It's really cool just seeing like epic anime moments like Shikamori kicking a sign above like a falling down sign from the side of a building, like that's about to hit Izumi on the head, and she like super like roundhouse kicks the shit out of it. And it's pretty cool just seeing those kind of moments, 'cause like we have this like theme of like men being strong and stuff, and women not being able to do the same thing, but like obviously in that sense it's a reverse role. We get like highlights of like Izumi kind of getting like sparkly eyes because of how cool Shikamori is, And typically in animes, we usually get it in like the reverse order, right? Where like the guy does something cool and the girl's all sparkly eyes and stuff. But yeah, I really like this whole like role reversal thing in this anime. It's really cute. It's a good rom-com. I mean, like, it's just really wholesome. If you guys like this type of stuff, definitely recommend. Mal has it rated a 7.41 out of 10. I probably give it an 8, maybe 9. Actually, no, I give it a 9 myself. It's really strong for me personally. I really like these kind of animes though, where it's like a rom-com, and like more so when like they're not BSing and they actually, you know, give the viewers some fan service in terms of like, you know, some good, humble, you know, wholesome connection, right? Instead of just like people having missed opportunities and missed connections and stuff, like in other like shonen anime and stuff, right? Or ramen, oh, not ramen, but rom-coms, right? But yeah, anyways, that's Shikamori, not just a cutie. Really cool anime. I re really recommend if you guys haven't already started watching it. I'm watching it on Verve, watching all these things on Verve, so it's like Crunchyroll, Verve, and like whatever it's, that umbrella is. But anyways, let's go ahead and talk about the next anime I have just watched. Aharen-san wa hakarenai. Let me try that again. Aharen-san wa hakarenai. Okay, Reina Aharen, a small and cute student with a quiet voice, is quite bad at determining distance and personal space. Sometimes she's inches away from your face, and at other times miles too far. The only one who tries to understand her antics is Raido Matsuboshi, who is seated beside her in class. He has a menacing face, but in reality, he's a kind boy with an imagination that can run wild at times. Aharen-san Wakaranai follows the peculiar pair as their odd friendship starts to blossom when Raido picks up Aharen's eraser for her. She misinterprets his gesture and now believes them to be best friends, showing the simplest of things can prove to be the most complicated of challenges for them. So, this anime is pretty cool in terms of like, it's definitely a slower pace. It's even slower than the Shikamori's Not Just a Cutie. But it's equally as funny because like, I mean, I like, the character dynamics that they try and portray between, what's his face? The guy homie Raido and Aharen. All right. I do like, it sort of had like Toradora vibes, without the whole tsundere thing, with Aharen and right. And Taiga, right. But as far as Raido, he's definitely a cool character. I mean, he's run of the mill, like typical, like yes sir kind of guy. But like, I don't know, I'm cool with that. I like his care for his fellow classmate, potential friend, just someone he's trying to be nice with, because he's had problems just making friends because people think he's scary looking, right? But Aharen and their and Raido's relationship is really cute in the sense that like it's just people who aren't really good with other people trying to be good with themselves, with each other, and you get to see their, you know, development right away in the first episode. I know I haven't been shouting out any of the voice actors, but Aharen-san is voiced by Inori Minase, you know. Her as like Hestia and let's see, Ram from ReZero. Like a lot of cool characters and stuff, right? So you get like really good writing along with like just cute antics. It's been a big wave of just really humble rom-coms I've been watching lately instead of just such degenerate stuff like Valkyrie Drive or something. But anyways, I really recommend this anime if you guys haven't already started watching it. If you just want something, something really cute. The character drawing of Ahuren being really so chibi looking is just adorable. I really enjoy their antics together. There's really good chemistry. The animation has been really top notch already, and I look forward to more of the anime, so I'm definitely gonna finish this one up. Next anime I'm gonna be talking about is The Greatest Demon Lord is reborn as a typical nobody, also known as Shijo Saikyo no Daimao Murabito ni Tensai Suru. As the most powerful entity of all time, the Demon Lord, Varvatos, thinks life is a big fat snore. When he takes matters into his own hands and decides to reincarnate, he calibrates his magical strength to be perfectly average, but there's no way he could have predicted that everyone in the modern world would be as weak as hell, which means he is totally overpowered once again. Reborn under the name Ard, he has ladies fawning over him, the royal family begging him to become the next king, and an ex-minion insisting on killing him. But Ard has a one-track mind, and he won't stop at anything to achieve his ultimate goal. All right, so like I said, this is the Demon Lord is reborn as a typical nobody, and this dude's like, this Demon Lord, this version of the Demon Lord, being played by Ard, right? Let's just call him Ard. Oh yeah, he's Ard Meteor. This version, right? He's just tired of like just killing, and he's just tired of just the same old things. He's relived lives where he just keeps, desecrating and pillaging, and nothing really changes. So, he decides that, hey, I'm not trying to do that anymore. I just want to live like a normal life, where maybe I just make friendships, like good lasting relationships and friendships, that'll just fulfill me, in ways that I haven't been fulfilled before. So you get to see really cool antics with like the Demon Lord not, knowing how to handle situations, because normally he just, kills and pillages. He doesn't try to have to deal with emotions like that. And you get to see like a nature of like something that was once a ferocious OP monster, like now I have to deal with like, oh, I'm feeling nervous. What? I've never felt nervous before. We should just this is not me. Like I'm the guy. I'm the Demon Lord. Like everyone should, bow down to me and stuff. So you get to see like a guy with like this obviously superiority complex where he's feeling better than everyone, because he was, right? He was the greatest Demon Lord, right? And then now he has to try and dial it back to see how, he can interact with people, which should be easy because, I mean, he's the protagonist of this whole anime and stuff. So, I mean, this whole anime right here is not the greatest. It's good though. I mean, I enjoy this kind of stuff. Anything with the Demon Lord and reborn is something like, Overlord or like, I don't know, just any type of isekai, right? I'm cool with 100%. Whenever you get to be reborn and redo something or have another chance to, prove your worth, it's a good redemption story, right? Which I really enjoy that type of aspect. But this is like a really good comedy anime. It's like action fantasy sourced from a light novel. It's gonna have 12 episodes, and it's by Kadokawa and Silverlink Studios, Blade Studio. Anyway, as far as this anime, yeah, it's if some of you guys might not like this, it's like I said, it's like one of those typical, Demon Lord trying to do something else type thing, like Devil's a part-timer, right? Or like, yeah, I mean, once you've seen a Demon Lord try and do something, it's you've seen another, anyway, I mean, I still give this anime a strong 8 because I personally like these kind of animes. But it's probably going to be the Demon Lord one to watch. There was another one with the skeleton head guy. I forgot what it was called, but I'm probably not gonna watch that one. Just 'cause, I'm more in it for just I like seeing wielders of overpoweredness not abuse power, but like be able to, like have an ideal world in their sense, right? That's what we want for people, right? And just in general, where, the person at the top isn't like abusing, his subordinates or like his, just people that supported him throughout the times and stuff, right? But anyways, that's the greatest demon lord is reborn as a typical nobody. Last anime I want to discuss this episode is Ao Ashi. All right, this is that soccer anime that just came out. Ashito Aoi is a young aspiring football player from a backwater town in Japan. His hopes of getting into high school with a good football club are dashed when he causes an incident during a critical match for his team, which results in their loss and elimination from the tournament. Nevertheless, he catches the eye of someone important who happened to be visiting from Tokyo. How will things turn out for Ashito? All right, so this anime is pretty, it's the sports anime so far that I've noticed for this year, this season. I guess this year in general too, because I don't think I watched one last season. So far I enjoy it. It has this guy who's like young Kobe Bryant, where he was like a ball hog. Just give me the ball and I'll try my best. I'll put the team on my back and we're gonna win and lose because of me. Like, you guys can't win without me. But you also can't win unless, you pass me the ball and let me do my thing. And I really like that kind of aspect in terms of like a character trope, because it's something that you can work towards, right? It's an easy bridge to the obvious path of teamwork, right? Because eventually you'll find like-minded people that can, utilize your talents while you utilize their talents, and you guys come together and utilize each other's talents to, win a championship together, right? And that's the vibes I was getting, from this anime. And I'm hoping it's like the next Prince of Tennis or, Haikyuu for me, or the next Ace of Diamond, right? Or Kuroko's Basketball, but we'll see. So far I haven't like had any feels like that yet, but I mean, only one episode came out and it was just like introduction episode, definitely. We just get to see like the MC's like tenacity and reason why to like him and stuff. And yeah, I kind of like him. Typical main guy, but we'll see how he ends up, interacting with his new teammates and whatnot. But Aowashi actually has a higher score than Greatest Demon Lord and Aharen-san, so that might be a good thing. So I recommend all those animes though. Again, that was Spy X Family first, and then Shikamori is Not Just a Cutie, and then Aharen-san Wa Hakarenai, and then the Greatest Demon Lord is reborn as a typical nobody, along with finally the soccer anime Ao Ashi. All right, and that's it for this week. Definitely wanted to give you guys something, and like I said, next week I'll give you guys the continuing anime, I guess, discussion for the spring anime 2022 season. But thank you for joining me, and if you guys have the time, check out the Facebook page, leave a like there, and also if you want to check out my YouTube channel, I do like anime stuff and Genshin Impact stuff and my own music and whatnot and like food reviews. Yeah, check it out there at Win in Rome. That's WINNINROME. That's a Win in Rome. And until next time, I'll catch you guys later. Bye bye. Now you're dealing with a smooth operator. You're just a fixer with a whole lot of flavor.